Ponce de Leon. Ponce de Leon. 1513, he came to Florida. And when I was growing up, they told me he was the first white guy to come to Florida. Funny thing about that, there are two reasons that I'm not sure that's true. One is that when he got here, there were Indians who spoke Spanish. That may not mean that Spanish-speaking people had come to Florida. It may have meant that the Indians here had gone into the Caribbean and met Spaniards there. But there was also a map published before 1513 that showed not just Florida, although it was kind of a short, fat Florida, but also showed Lake Okeechobee. And heaven only knows Ponce de Leon didn't get there. So he may not have been the first, but he's the first of whom we have a written record.
The legend of old, say a fountain of youth, brought Ponce de Leon sailing to this flowering land. He discovered the Gulf Stream and he planted the flag of Spain and the Holy Cross of the Church in Florida sand. The year was 1513. He was searching for Bimini when Ponce de Leon's feet first trod upon the shore. He named the land La Florida for the Feast of Flowers, then sought a passage inland to explore. But I wonder, was it really gold and silver, great riches and precious jewels he saw, to take in exchange for the deadly diseases and the centuries of misery the Europeans brought? Ponce de Leon found no gold, but he searched a second time, and on his second voyage here, Ponce de Leon died. But the Gulf Stream would prove to be a major discovery. On its northeastward flow, Spanish galleons would ride. Fountain of youth, it's still a mystery. Even today, the story's told. Did Ponce de Leon search for it, as the legends say, or was he only looking for gold? Yes, I wonder, was it really gold and silver, great riches and precious jewels he saw, to take in exchange for those deadly diseases and the centuries of misery the Europeans brought?